Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Shannon Feltus.
And I'm Bonnie Dutch.
And this is
You Are That. We are two sisters
who cannot take a compliment.
No. Today we have on You Are That, the podcast, we have Stephen Curtis Cook.
Full name.
Yeah, Stephen Cook. And he is in an amazing band called Goddamned Animals. And they are tragically beautiful and really fun to listen to. He also owns, runs, manages,
created
Church Bar here in Portland. It's in a family of bars.
And yeah, that pretty much sums it up, I suppose, in a very flattering way.
But we're excited to have you here, and we're going to ask you lots of questions. Mm-hmm. Shannon Feltus, my sister, has never met you, Stephen.
Yep. First meets.
That's really fun. Yep. I have known Stephen for I don't even know how many years. I think we probably met like 2004. 2003-ish.
At least, yeah. Over a decade.
A long, long time. Yeah. And we met, I want to say through music, but also it was the scene. I think it was the scene.
I was going to say mutual friends, and music, the scene. So, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, we as a musician, you had your band of boys, and then I was a girl that was at every show ever.
Music adjacent forever. Yeah.
I just was super passionate about that. And then we just ended up meeting, I don't know, we had the friends that were like, I'm a scene photographer and I do this and I'm a production person. And those people, we always just had like weird loft parties and tube parties and hung out in bars.
And vans.
And vans. Yeah.
So many vans. I was mildly music adjacent, but Bonnie was like in the band Blender. But it was also like her birthright via, Ice Cream Man? We're doing that.
Now I want ice cream.
I know. We just talked about an ice cream truck and I think
let it play through. It's a nice.
Did we manifest ambiance. This ice cream? Speaking
well,
of music.
I love when memories turn into more memories like ice cream trucks.
Are they ice cream truck related?
I know they are.
This is going to steer the entire.
No, I have. I blew somebody's mind the other day because I have a Spotify playlist and it's just like ice cream sundaes and ice cream cones. The emojis. And they're like, what the fuck is this? And I said, I were to have an ice cream truck, this is the shit I would play. And it's like Passion Pit and Rat-a-tat and like all the dope ass music that
should be awesome.
Oh my god. I want a Rat-a-tat ice cream truck to roll through town.
It would be like the gentrifying like North Portland arts district that it would roll through and you'd get all like the cool ass people coming out for ice cream. Because they're like, I know this gym, I haven't heard it in a while.
What kind of ice cream would you sling though?
Just classics.
Like Choco Tacos?
Hell yeah, Choco Tacos.
This would be an incredible revamp, like when they start just selling booze at the laundromat or something. Yeah. Making things cool. I love this idea.
It would be like a dance innovation. Mm-hmm. And it would be all the songs that people forgot that they loved that remind them of summertime that are very like electronic and fun.
You're dancing in line to get your ice cream. Mm-hmm.
But nothing like super inappropriate. Like I want kids to be able to come out and break dance in front of a fire hydrant for me.
I like that.
Without like
I'm picturing the music video that goes along with your ice cream truck right now and it's pretty great.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's gonna be really good.
And that whole genre feels kind of like forgotten. I don't even know what to call it. Like it's kind of like dance punk or like the beginnings of EDM or something.
Yeah, it went away because I feel like it was like really electronic, but also the messages were like hopeful and fun. And some bands incorporated like weird orchestra choir stuff of children, and you were like. I don't know why I love this song.
This is subtly creepy, but I'm super into it. Yeah, I like that.
Like Justice, like just all those bands were so ice cream truck worthy and no one did it.
I love that you have a playlist of that actually brings me joy. Yeah. Mm.
All right, we went off topic, but I love it.
Yeah, it felt really
like an ice cream truck.
We're going to have some music questions. They're not all music.
Cool.
Because you're more than that. You're more than a front man.
You're a...
Barely.
A music collaboration with anyone in the world. No limits. Would you love to, not even with a band, but like just you and this person, like laying down a dream track. Who would that person be?
Oh man, this is getting deep. Okay.
Straight away.
We're hitting it.
I think I'd have to separate it out into what genre or what type of project I was trying to do. If I was doing something kind of loud and screamy and stuff, I think it would be very fun to do something with the guitarist from These Arms Are Snakes.
Ryan Fredrickson.
He's one of my favorite musicians ever.
I think that would be a really good choice. Good collaboration.
Right?
Ryan Fredrickson is so talented.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, Maria Taylor would be fun for something very like softer and pretty. Stuff. I think that would be very cool.
And do you find yourself like singing on these tracks or just like playing an instrument or?
I think it would be very fun to sing in something pretty with Maria Taylor, but we'll see where it goes. I'm not sure if it would make
Maria
sense.
Taylor, if you're listening. Hey. You are that podcast. We have a direct connection.
To making Steve dreams Kirk. Happen. That'd be great.
All right. Shannon Feltus, question for Steven.
So you are one of four kids.
Yes.
Sibling-wise. So are we. And one of the things we did when we were growing up was when you're part of a four-pack, it's this weird dynamic where you split off and it's always two on two.
You pair up.
You wage war. You pick your ally.
Absolutely.
Was there ever a thing you can think of that you would constantly pick same team, same battle, anything you stuck on where it was two on two that you can remember where you were like, war?
Well, pretty much everything I would pair up with my sister, which might make a little more sense because we're a year apart, but my brothers are 5 or 6 years between us.
And twins.
And twins.
So they have a weird
Wonder
they have
twin.
A weird bond.
Yeah. Which they're fraternal twins. I don't know if that matters, but they would butt heads a lot, but always want to be around each other.
Huh.
And we That's awesome. Never wanted to be around
them. Do you think it's because they were so much younger? Like 5 years is a pretty decent gap.
Yeah, especially when you're a kid, for sure. So, yeah. And my sister and I were always very close growing up. So, yeah, we were always same team. And then, you know. Had the annoying little siblings.
Right. So it's big kids versus little kids.
Yeah.
We paired up really funky sometimes because it was two boys, two girls. We're all 3 years,
we're
3 months
boys.
Apart.
Or no, we're three boys.
Did you? You're like, I'm a Listen. Sister.
Yeah. Well.
Well.
they're all like free flow. You should see them dance.
We're non-gender binary.
Exactly. Like as soon as they all let go, they all have the same dance move where they just arms down, chest out, and they just feel it. And you're like.
Some body rolls
are
in there.
Sweet nice. Sugar. Yeah.
Oh, it's a missed opportunity for us because we all don't match when we dance. It's a little clunky.
We're all elbows and knees, though.
Oh, we get that from Dad. Yeah. The weird, like, stirring it up. Kicking awkwardly. We would pair up, like, sisters against brothers. And I'm 9 years apart from the youngest. It would sometimes balance out where it was, like, the middle kids versus old and young. Or, like, it paired off really weird depending on the topic.
9 years is a big gap. Seems like maybe...
Every 3 years, man, it's the weirdest Three years, three months, season by season.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild.
So we're still waiting to become witches. waiting for my powers to kick in.
Our powers are going to come in at any point.
Every milestone birthday, I'm like, this is it. This is the one. I go talk to the wind and I see if it talks back.
The wind picks up and she's like, it's happening.
I think I texted you that multiple times where I'm like, I just made the wind blow so hard by thinking about it and telling it to blow.
I like it when it rains. So I think that's my power.
Yeah. This is a great squad goal, I feel like.
Oh, for sure.
To become witches finally.
Well, when the brother that's definitely slated for firepower gets his powers, I'm out.
Rando question.
Perfect.
I like to play a game with people called Time Careers.
Okay. Oh, it's a good one.
It's something I made up a while ago and I feel like it's so fun and interesting. If you were to choose any job in the Wild West, it's literally just the two lines of little shops, tumbleweeds, there's like farmers and stuff, but it's like a small up and coming little blip on a map.
Pick a job.
What would your job in town be?
I'd probably have to be the saloon owner, you know?
Right. Well,
maybe mix with some, like church, a community though. Organizer of yeah. some sort. Yeah, no, I couldn't.
You
call
couldn't,
it church.
Because there would be actually, true. Like, the people would go to church and be like, oh, man. Or, like,
or they'd
oh,
be
woo-hoo!
Like real pumped.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what town you're in. It could right? be like a bunch of like scallywags.
Straight up sinners.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's going to be a real nightmare town. I'm envisioning.
Oh, I like that. Sounds like the happening place. Yeah, I'm there.
Somebody rolls in to rob you guys, and everybody's like, get off my lawn.
No, like, yeah, they skip
yeah.
it.
Yeah, they just roll right through.
So, yeah, it would be like, maybe the sheriff would be fun, but
in
I don't
a
know,
lawless
of a small town?
Town,
your own.
That feels like
own.
A lot of paperwork. And then if you think back, it's Inkwell.
Yeah.
So
I could own the saloon, be a community organizer.
Yeah.
And, no way. You know, back in the day, sheriffs solved things with guns, not paperwork. You just shoot
I feel
everybody.
Like you have to write down in that perfect calligraphy who you killed on that day.
I feel like I would be in charge of forming the militia, too.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like,
you get your posse.
Take care of it.
And go handle some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My kids are in like my 20s, bunch of friends that would always just like make out with everybody. Where I was like, she's a redhead and she's single, you know? I feel like I would be like the brothel madam.
100%.
Where I'm just counting money and being like, hey, Stanley, your usual's in the back room. And that'd be fun, you know?
That might have been like our weird leadership goals, because I got called Heidi Fleiss quite a few times by our friends.
Yeah.
Of like, oh, no. Yes, the blonde. Yeah, she's great. She's single. Go make out with that boy.
She's a fun time.
Go make her fun. She's mm-hmm.
Your brothel would be more ethical and, yeah.
Would it? I mean.
I feel like it would. Would it not?
No.
I'm like a good person.
It'd
but
be on
in
the
Wild
up and
West
up.
Times, like,
you're trying to make
crazy.
Money, I guess.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
She's
everybody's
not...
trying to make that money. But yeah. I'd also, like, you know, teach kids how to make candles and stuff on
I thought you were
going to
say
maybe,
read.
Or...
I thought you were going to be, like,
no,
on the side and
no.
teach kids how
like,
to read.
Like, you know, dip some candles.
Crafts.
Right. Yeah. Craft it up yeah. during the day. And then at night, I'm like, hey, kid, your dad's getting laid tonight. And it's not by
up
your
high.
Mom. Bye, Pa.
Craft time's over. Time for the hookers.
Oh, that'd be so sweet. That's my motto.
Your tagline, your t-shirt. Okay, so speaking of kids, this is a perfect segue from crafts into children. So you're a parent. I'm a parent.
It's a parent. I'm not a parent.
True dat. No, but you're a killer aunt, though. Not a killer?
No.
Let's edit
I'm a
that.
dope ass.
Okay. Which seems like your role in this fictional old West town as well, which is cool.
Aunt. She's just giving the really edgy advice to kids. She's not like guiding them like a teacher.
Right.
I don't know if they believed in Santa in the West, but I would let him know he wasn't real.
She's just breaking hearts. Me. Breaking hearts universally.
You'll be in heavy rotation in the teen years.
Oh, yeah.
Be like, what's up? What do I do here? My parents can't even begin to imagine this scenario.
Your dad's the pastor. Of course not. Oh, my God. I was thinking about parenting things in like the uncharted territory of like the weird shit your kids say or the things you end up saying to your kid blow your mind and you're like, I never imagined in a million years I would say this. Like, I still remember the very weirdest thing so far to this day. My kid's 8, but this still is weird. I had to tell him, we do not flush muffins down the toilet. And then, like a week later, I had to say, we do not ride the cat. He is not a dragon, because he watched How to Train Your Dragon, and it's a black dragon, and we have a black cat, and he's like, it's on. Gonna ride you around the house. He'd kill him. But what's the weirdest thing that you could remember, or something that sticks in your head that you're like, parenting is fucking insane.
I have an excellent
one. Awesome.
So we're a blended family. So my daughter, technically my stepdaughter, but she's for all intents and purposes my daughter.
I love it.
So, you know, we'd been in the same household. Her mom and I had been married for I think about a year. We're in our house some random night. I'm in the kitchen. There's a stairway down from the upstairs where their rooms are. She comes down out of nowhere, pokes her head around the corner, looks me straight in the eye and says, "In 3 years, I'm going to kill you." Turns around and walks back upstairs.
Oh my God. I'm sorry.
That's it.
How old was she when she did this?
7.
Oh, shit.
She's 10 now, so I don't remember exactly when this was.
But
so
you're waiting for that. Holy fuck. I'm so glad we got you on before you're dead.
Right?
Do you have a will established?
No, but I have an elaborate security system in my room.
Cameras in the room.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was
so this unreal. Is me. My tubes just tied themselves.
Yeah.
So like, I have enough things that could kill me. I have a final destination brain.
Oh,
so
Lord.
That terrifies me.
Oh, yeah.
I lock with a 7-year-old. And they don't fuck around at 7. Like,
no.
They're like, make-believe is just about over. I might be real talking to you right now.
And it's just stream of consciousness. There's no filter. God. I'm all, what?
So you and your lady, was this a conversation you two had to have? Was she around for this? Did she witness it? Or did you have to have like a parent-to-parent like, hey, I'm a little worried.
No. She says wild shit all the time. So can I say shit on the podcast?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. Fuck yes.
Word like 4 times.
Okay,
so say the word. Yeah, no, we cuss a lot.
Totally.
Yeah, on the radio, because I've only ever done radio shows other than this. It's, it depends on what time.
Right.
Oh. And they get real freaked out if you say.
When she's 7, had you already had your son?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're a year apart. So they're 9 and 10 now.
I was going to say, and then you made another person after she said that to you. That's interesting. You made that choice after
already,
the killing.
Already here.
Oh, nice. She probably went upstairs. Okay, I'm going to plan this with him.
All right.
He's
yeah.
a little older. I got to raise him up a little bit so we can get on this team together.
Oh, my son is like too sweet to even think of something like that. It's funny. I feel like we're doing something right because she's like this badass. I never worry about her, and he's like real sensitive. Raising a badass girl and a sensitive boy, I think
that's
could use
perfect.
More of that,
that's
know?
Literally the dream girls have when they picture their getting married, having children, having a girl and a boy. Yeah. That's the perfect outcome.
Yeah.
I always wanted an older brother so I could date his friends.
Oh,
there you
sorry.
Go.
I wanted that. I wanted that. I didn't want that for my children because that creates problems. But I wanted that too. Yeah.
And a year younger. You're not going to want to date dudes that are a year younger in your teenage years.
Probably. In your teenage years. My boyfriend now is much younger than me and it's...
Respect.
Yeah, yeah. It's the dopest thing I've ever done in my life. Every day.
The year's not bad, even in high school.
No. Okay. Steven, day in the life.
Oh.
If you could change places with any celebrity, who would you take their place for one full day? And you don't have to think about them being you. We went down a rabbit hole with that. It makes it all very conflicting. So you just get to be somebody and then you're back in your body 24 hours later.
You know, I don't know exactly why, but I keep thinking Lizzo. I think it would be very fun to be Lizzo for a day.
I love Lizzo. And it's so weird because every time I listen to Lizzo, I think of you. I feel like I could see you just like turning it on and being like, yeah, I want to start my day like this.
Yeah.
That's
I think
so
that'd be
funny.
Very fun. Yeah.
I know. I also feel like she would be like super really good friends with Nicole Byer. And I think that's what came to mind is like, I picture you and Nicole Byer, and then I pictured Lizzo and was like, oh, they would make like a solid 3-pack of like, friends on the town.
Just total badass.
Yeah. Everyone's just super confident. And you're like, yes, me too.
I am also with these women. Yes.
Yes. Oh, they're very, very confident people. That's a good answer. Mine was Oprah. Them.
If this happens, we should hang out.
Right? Lizzo and Oprah, that would be so fun. Oh my God. We would like tear up the town.
Yeah.
And we would be in all the papers and people would be like, we didn't know that Oprah was like so down to party so hard with Lizzo.
Yeah.
And then we could just like hug each other in like those, you know, like tasteful nude photos.
Exactly.
In like a vineyard with like big hair backlit and they would be like Lizzo and Oprah.
That sounds all right.
Yeah, right?
That sounds pretty solid.
I like it.
All right, Shannon, you got anything else?
What is one celebrity that would make you starstruck if you ran into them in New Seasons?
Oh.
And they're alone, just hanging out, shopping in the produce department, and you're like...
We're assuming you go to OMG. New Seasons.
I don't know. I just picked a generic one, you know.
I have to. You have to hit your quota if you live in Portland.
Yeah,
that's true.
Shop at New Seasons. I generally don't feel like I don't know these people in right. person, so I feel like it'd be weird, so I'm not really drawn to that. But if I was like, holy shit, that's... And I've already talked about Lizzo, so I can't do that.
Lizzo's
again.
A New Seasons.
I like that.
You're like, hey, remember when I was you yesterday? I knew you liked Jack Salad.
It would be a great conversation starter. Yeah, we could hang out elsewhere.
I also feel like from your vibe, I don't think that there's a lot of celebrities that you're just like, oh my God. Like, it would have yeah. to be someone special for you to be like, okay, I'm really uncomfortable, but I really want to go say hi to them because what if I never get the opportunity?
Right. Actually, are you familiar with the band Daughter?
Yeah.
The singer of this band.
Elena Tonra.
She has another project called X-Re, which I just... It's just beautiful, gorgeous music.
Yeah. But also she has like a look that unless you like knew, like you've seen her a few times or like you know who
oh,
she
yeah.
is.
Oh, so yeah. I fully be believe I wouldn't even recognize her, especially no. in Portland. She has a very Portland vibe.
Yeah.
You know,
she
so
would blend
like.
In
because everyone in Portland has like bangs.
Oh.
Yeah. And they're like, check out my French. I could be English.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You could hear her speak from an aisle and you'd be like, I know that melodic voice.
I feel like a vintage sweater. Yeah. And some, she'd totally blend in. I wouldn't even know she was there.
Yeah.
But if I knew she was there, I feel like all of her content, it like perfectly encapsulates how it feels to be in the worst breakup of your life or to be like, I love sad bastard music. And that's it. Hers is just...
The crushing music.
The sad music, but so mine's good. Like the songs that sound upbeat. When you just hear them from afar, you're like, oh, I like this jam.
Yes.
But yeah. then when you listen, like when you're halfway through your drive and the words start to hit you, and then you realize this whole time you've been crying.
Just, you're like, I'm a safety hazard. The sad songs that sound happy, but then you're singing along with the lyrics and you're like, I've known these lyrics for so long. Oh my God, this is heartbreaking. You want to like tweet at the artist and be like, I'm really sorry about your pain. I just realized.
Yeah.
Well, I feel that in a slightly different light. I feel that way about a lot of songs from like middle school dances that were very yes. popular.
Where you
or
listen
like,
to them later
this
and they're
is
inappropriate.
Horrifically yeah. obscene. Yeah. Like,
right? Our middle school dances, we could literally list everything that's sexually inappropriate when we're supposed to be dancing without touching.
The thong song?
Oh, yeah.
Or
that
what's
was
the
not
one?
A good song.
What's the one, Feel a Little Poke Coming Through?
Oh,
about the guy getting a boner while they're
genuine?
Dancing?
Yeah. No.
My Pony? That's another
oh,
one.
Oh,
Pony,
no, is
Pony
another
was
one.
Really bad.
Yes.
I've
I get
so
excited.
Awesome.
Baby,
oh, yeah.
When we're grinding, I get so. Whatever it is. It's.
No wonder we're all so ruined. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And we
but
just
no,
sung along like they were summertime jams.
Right.
You know, you're like,
did you know
up.
At the time? I didn't
no.
know at the time either. But I hear them now. I'm
I
like,
think it's,
wait,
does
what?
That make you so uncomfortable to think that you were like singing those with like girls from your core class in the middle of the dance floor? So
oh,
awful.
I'm sure that I would sing them like probably in the car with my mom or something.
Oh,
you know, it's
right.
like.
Secrets. Ooh. Let's go back in time.
Okay.
I'm really excited
we
for
just
this because we have so many sibling secrets. So mm-hmm. are there any memories you have or things that you guys used to do as kids that you kind of all made a pact, like swear to secrecy that you would like to reveal on behalf of your siblings?
Just to get it out there, huh?
Yeah. Jennifer,
well,
Chris, and Brian, we're so sorry. But Steven has something he needs to get off
but
his
But what's
chest.
That thing where the time lapses and then nobody can be criminally charged?
7 years?
They were also children. What's that the... What the fuck is that?
Statute place? Of limitations.
Thank you. Statute of limitations is up on that. So,
yeah. So no one can be mad. Is right. there anything you guys did as kids?
As a group?
Yeah.
Not really.
It was or a partial cover-up where like... You
oh, we definitely were... snuck out all the time.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess we did do some...
Yeah, I Rapunzeled out the window.
All
repelled
those kids at yeah. one point. This is a silly little thing, but I've copped to it to mom, so we're good.
Oh, good.
So our mom used to, when she left the house, she would put a piece of paper on top of the door and close the door. So she would know if any of us went in her room. One day, my youngest brother, when she was gone, came up to me holding the paper, and his face was super red, and he was like tears welling up, and he said... I'm not big enough. And I was like, come here, brother. And I like stuck it back up there. We closed the door and then he had to share the candy he stole with me.
Right. She hid snacks.
This is a great idea. Because my wife Tess has like a policy where they can just be in the room and I hate it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm glad that other people are like, yeah, your parents keep you out of their room. That's their space. Like, can I have one space?
Right. Well, it's also a different generation, though, too.
Sometimes I could be in the midst of changing and I don't want a small child coming in and witnessing the goods. Or just having that memory. I have memories of seeing my parents, you know, streak or just wild abandon. And I don't ever want to be that memory for someone else. That's what I've decided. So I appreciate a solid knock or like children who know that there's like a respect level to knock on a door.
Oh, thank you. So my
is this gonna cause
wife
a fight?
And daughter definitely have a different thing going on. But oh, there is a funny thing regarding this because she's always giving me shit because my son and I have always been like fairly private, like, and he doesn't really like come in without knocking, that kind of thing. They've kind of shared everything. So they're very comfortable with each other being naked around each other. Mm-hmm. The first time that we took the kids like to a water park or something and we were all changing in individual locker rooms, my son was with me and we were changing and he commented on my penis.
Just out in the open.
And I'm like, dude, when everyone's changing, you can't talk about their bodies. Okay, whatever. So I was telling Tess about it, and she's like, see, that's what you get for never being naked around each other. Oh my whatever. God. Like, what? And I'm like,
no.
Okay.
No. I think there's like a shy guy mentality for some little boys too. Cause like my friend's son is very shy. And then she also has one that doesn't care and he'll just swing a dick, walk around the house. He doesn't give a shit. But like the younger boy is like, no, this is mine.
Yeah. My son's very private.
And
you
that's
know,
a, that's
so
part
he,
of like personality. Too.
Yeah.
Was
yeah.
it complimentary? His comment
it was.
About
so
your
it was kind of, so it was very funny. But.
That's good.
But
sweet dick, Dad. Yeah. Good job. Hanging.
Yeah.
You know?
It was a weird moment.
That's solid. I like that. That's a really good memory. Hey, thanks for sharing with everyone.
Yeah. That's like kind of an embarrassing story.
This is where the memories start, though.
Yeah. Right?
Because it's a trickle down. Something will spark and you'll be like, oh, I got a thing.
Yeah.
Those were our favorite ones.
Well, and boys will always have dick stories from when they're children. Like, I'm a boy mom. We're on a cul-de-sac and we have a beautiful big picture window. So I had to fill this picture window with this window seat. I had to fill it full of potted plants because my kid's a nudist, for one.
He gets naked time.
Yeah, he gets naked time. He doesn't get to be naked outdoors because that's super creepy. We're not that house. Whatever.
Right.
It's like a celebration after showers.
Right.
And then B does it when she babysits. Yeah. He takes a bath or a shower and then it's naked time, dude. And he gets to just roam around
like
the house.
Minutes.
Dry.
Whatever.
Just
but it becomes a problem when my friend on the HOA board texts me and says he's doing it again because he'll be standing like a pirate captain in the middle of the picture window just addressing the community with his dick. And I have to say, please get your penis out of the window. He doesn't listen. Get your penis out of the window. Not listening.
That's
get
your right as a homeowner, I feel
right?
like. You know?
Like, I guess, I but like also I don't want my neighbors to be able to identify my child by his penis. That would be really great. Oh my God.
He's it's lost. Just and you're just thing. Like, have you seen this boy? And it's just a picture of his dick and balls.
Like, damn it, yes. He was doing that Thursday again. The plants fixed it, though. He can't really.
Yes, now he has
that's
like
perfect.
A forest.
Yeah.
And he can't get
creative it. Solutions.
Right? Mm-hmm. Hide it with foliage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Works out.
Real Adam and Eve type of vibe.
Yeah. It's great. I like it.
Yeah, my son, he loves when both bathrooms are occupied. He's like, I got to go. I'm going out in the backyard.
Oh, free reign, man.
Yard.
Get to pee off the porch.
That's such a boy thing. I've always wanted to be able to just like
pee?
Free pee.
Standing up outside,
yeah,
I guess.
Not all boys want to go pee outside, though, because Aiden doesn't. He's like shy guy with peeing outdoors. Maybe he just like thinks nature's sacred. He doesn't want to pee outside.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's like,
he'll get there.
He's all, name maybe a situation in nature where pee happens.
Right?
On the ground.
I have never seen any of this. No one else does this.
Like, and you just leave it there?
Weird.
And you walk away and pretend like you didn't do it.
Right.
We all have to just pretend like you didn't just pee on the ground.
Yeah.
It's fine.
His logic is
I'm
like
getting more pee sound free as yeah I'm getting older, because I'm weird pee shy. Like, I'm around the water, feel bad about it while I'm doing it because of like the environment. I'm like, there are people out there that don't have water, and I just like can't pee because somebody's in the other
stage
room.
Fright.
I have so, this too. I can't
yeah
do
really
it either.
There
yeah
was just a really understanding pound you guys made. So that was a real good fist.
But like, somebody comes in next to you, you are using public facilities. No booth for you. There's maybe three in a row. You're posted up at the far left. A guy comes in, center slots in for no reason. There's
yeah
no reason.
He just wants
can
to say
you
hi.
Or, you know, check out what
yeah
your son's
what
boasting about
yeah
to the whole swim park.
Yeah, like, what the fuck was that
he
about?
He just wants to see what the hubbub is.
What's what.
But I would get terrified. But also, it's not even about me at that point. It's now I'm embarrassed because that person knows that I stopped.
Oh.
And now I have them thinking about me not peeing.
Huh.
That
right
is not
see
letting me pee.
And I try, I've often been like, what is the panic? What is the weird thing? And I think it is like
the pee anxiety.
What's this guy doing here with his dick out not peeing? And
oh
I think that's it. I
yeah
think that's like
think
a weird like
hurt
Jesus, what is he doing?
Yeah.
Here? You know?
See, I don't
yes
have that at all. If I was a guy,
no,
I'd literally just pee on the guy and be like, get the fuck away from me.
And I'm in a stall as a woman, and there's several women that may come in, you know, gabbing it up.
Yeah.
One of them chooses a stall next to me. I get pee shy, and then I'm sitting there in silence. But I know they know I'm in there because
yeah
several of them, you know, do the math. One girl's maybe waiting because my boots were in there first. She knows I'm in there. Now I'm no longer peeing. Do these girls all think I'm pooping? and then it's
oh
terrifying,
it's a whole
because
tier
that's it's it.
Huh.
So it gets to the point where now I'm like, I give myself little accolades when I
just
like
say,
bam,
I'm trying to throw up.
Yeah.
And now you're bulimic.
Yes.
So we'll just moved it to a whole nother thing.
Do any of you girls have a spoon?
Oh,
does
no
anybody have a spoon? I just can't. I just
oh
can't
no
throw up. Like, I've been dreaming
see
of throwing up all night.
I think the pee anxiety, well, I never had it. I could pee anywhere. I don't know what my problem is, but
it's a solution. It's
but like the
yeah
fingers under the door when you're a parent, that actually breaks that anxiety because you'll never pee alone again. And then there's
okay
always somebody
what's
there.
What's the fingers under
the
door? The
little kid, mom, I'm under the door.
I've had
why
the fingers
are you
under
in
the
there
door
alone
with my nephew.
Oh, he just wants to be with you. And you're like,
yeah, I had the,
my favorite, it's so
my
funny
favorite auntie moment I think of my whole life was, I went to the bathroom. I had just locked the door. I heard her say, no, B needs to be alone. Leave her alone. And then like, it was maybe 30 seconds later where there was a slow slide of a book under the door, like a kid's book that was like alphabet with like
he
a line
gave
on the cover.
Reading
he
materials
was like, here you go, B. Like, he just went at the door and then it was just his little chubby fingers disappearing. And then I had a book and I was like, that was really weird and really nice.
That was thoughtful of him. He's like, yeah, yo, you know what helps me out when I'm trying?
I feel like kids always want company.
Yeah. Oh, my
it's
God.
It's like, yeah, my niece, I forgot about this. My niece is 3 and we watch her. She's always like, no, you need to come with me. I'm like, mm-hmm, no, you're good. You got this. You go to
but
daycare. You're fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, because even at daycare, there's somebody that hovers in the doorway while they pee.
Ugh.
It's ridiculous. I used to do that. So I'd like, I've been coaching people to pee for a really long time.
But she's super adorable. So I feel like I would be played. I would be like, yeah, I will take you to
pee party, man.
Like, okay.
Oh, yeah, let's, you just, you want me to watch you try to climb a tree? I will be under that tree. Like, she's so cute. She's super charming.
She
so
just wants company doing
yeah
all the things. And
yeah
3's kind of a magical age, though, too. 3's pretty
it's
cool
all like weird teeth and dimples.
Oh, yeah.
Kids are weird. You've always had really good taste in music, I think. And you've had
we have
very
similar taste.
Sometimes we do.
Yeah.
But you're also pretty eclectic. So, like, there have been times, like, just everyone packed in the van driving to Salem. Like, we were going on a million-mile road trip. But
rage,
it's just Salem.
Yeah.
It's, like, an hour away. But we're like, let's party so hard. And then the playlist is so all over the place and really fun that I was like, I've never heard this new song. And so I remember moments like that where you or like Scott or Chris like played something random where I was like, oh, I really like all this stuff. I'm going to now incorporate it in my life forever. But what are you listening to now that you feel like everyone should be listening to, like, oh, yesterday?
Well,
like,
definitely X-Ree from the singer of Daughters Project. Yeah. That's, if you like sad bastard stuff, that's incredible. Loud and screamy stuff. I'm really into Metz right now. You know Metz?
I don't.
They're killer. It's, I don't know how to, it's like a screamy kind of Nirvana type of thing. It's, like, or I get that vibe a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's incredible. Shit, there is this band that I love that's kind of like, kind of dance punky. The band is called Plague Vendor. If you haven't heard them, they're the shit. I love them. So it's just fun to like turn up loud when you're on a sunny day when you're driving somewhere, I guess.
I love that good sounds driving kind of music.
Like
lame, music.
Like minus the band.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's they're not at all the same.
I call some music car commercial track. I can picture myself like, I'm driving on the freeway. No, I'm driving in the I'm just like, I'm driving. I'm going on an adventure.
Yeah.
And the adventure's all mine and it feels like a special moment. But also I wish everyone could feel this adventure right now. But also I don't want any of them with me in my car. I just want to hear the song. Everyone should see how epic I'm driving to this song right now.
Yeah, this band is like, you almost feel like kind of cool. Like it's like a cool, kind of grimy, but cool.
Like fun. If you pulled up like, at a stoplight and some people in the car next to you not playing anything, which would be super weird. Pull up your Shazam, man. I gotta know what that song is. That guy's having the best drive ever.
Which is, I feel like I something that. I do. I like, I'll discover music that way. Like, oh, what is that?
You're the guy in the car pulling up a Shazam.
Yeah.
Like, what is that?
Okay, so piggyback question to that, though. What is a song that is like a major weakness but a secret song?
I have that next. A guilty pleasure jam.
Yeah, like if you're rolling up in the car and your window's down and somebody catches it, you slowly roll the window up, but you don't turn your song down.
Yeah, but
no,
you're
they're
still
not even guilty
it.
About it. Okay, so knowing Steven as long as I've known him, they don't get guilty about their guilty pleasure. They force you into your guilty pleasure and then
you turn it up and lock
and,
eyes.
No, everyone starts dancing. It's like when there's like a house party, it's everyone's got like a good buzz going on. There's music just playing, people are talking, some people maybe like randomly playing a piano or something. It's just like weird stuff is happening in every room.
So good.
And then suddenly you hear louder than everything a song boils up. Oh my god, is it really like Party in the USA time? They are not guilty about their guilty pleasures. Yes. They'll turn it up and
we lean
all,
into it.
Yeah, all the boys will know every word and all the girls are like,
that brings me joy.
How do you know all the words to this? We've been secretly rocking out to this in our headphones for 3 weeks.
There was a segment of one time we set off mortars and tried to line them up with the fireworks
on,
you know, so that it would go off in sync.
And like, this isn't for anything, right? You guys weren't like, you didn't have a YouTube channel. You weren't trying to promote something. You were literally
just feeling it.
Yo, you guys, we should try a thing.
So yeah, there's some pop stuff like that would be a guilty pleasure. I feel like I'm kind of getting back into some emo-y stuff, which is a guilty pleasure. Like I was just going to say, yes. I'm kind of into Tiger's Jaw right now, which I feel like I would roll my windows up, but
keep it
up.
Private, but like loud enough for you.
Yeah.
I like a good covers rabbit hole. Or a mashup.
You want a cool rabbit hole to go down. Yes, have you guys gotten into the slowed down pop songs?
No.
This is incredible. When you get a chance, just look up slowed down, whatever, pop songs. I'm they can so do like, this. It doesn't matter if it's like Katy Perry or Lizzo, sure.
That's
but
true.
It all sounds like Rick Astley singing. It's
shut.
But the beats are fun because they sound very trappy. It's real. It's great.
This is the rapid fire round.
All right.
So this is
okay. So you're going to ask me a question with two.
You have to choose.
Okay.
This or that. Cake or pie?
Cake.
Night owl or early bird?
Night owl.
Bike or walk?
Walk.
Well, that goes good with my next one. Hitchhike or solo train ride?
Ooh.
Solo train ride.
Oh, okay.
Wait. Pause. Unpack that. Why? Where are you going? What are you doing?
You know, I don't really care. I've always wanted to get on a train and do, especially like an overnight thing or like a long trip. I've never been on a train. That sounds super fun.
Really?
We moved to Oregon on a train. Oh my gosh.
We both had different train rides. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get like a sleeper car?
Yeah.
Oh, see, so I would love it.
Highly recommend. This is not a sponsorship of Amtrak, but I definitely recommend you take the CoStar Light down to Sacramento and then cut over through the Sierra Nevada. They have like an old timey guy in the back of the train that tells you all about the towns and how it was built.
I love this.
And it is so fun. We just drank tea and looked out at like little snowy passes and looked at these tiny towns, and they told you like how it was built and
like in
where
the bar
some of the
car,
trees
right?
Came from.
Like in the food cart?
Yeah.
When you go sit in there and you can look out the big long windows.
There's a viewer car.
It's so cool.
And it's just all windows, like you're in a little greenhouse.
That,
and it's just you're
see,
surrounded
that's what
by
I
little
want.
Senior citizens that
definitely
are like,
train.
Play music or listen to music?
Oh, how do you choose one of these?
And if you play it, can you not be listening while you're playing it? It's hard.
Depends on the state you're in, I suppose.
That's a good answer.
Although, I believe that DMX was once interviewed and said that he was influenced by nobody.
Oh.
So he must have just came up with his own thing.
What a pimp.
Which I love. What a great answer. Because they asked him who his influences are. Like, nobody.
Wow.
It's incredible. I love it. I also missed DMX. He was just here.
Was he?
Yeah.
And you couldn't listen to him because you were playing music. Oh, Lord. Snowstorm or hurricane?
Oh, snowstorm.
When you're entertaining or when you're in party mode, do you prefer to be the host or the guest?
Maybe the host. Yeah, more control over things. You can like pick the music and
choose the food.
Hot eats or cool treats?
Probably hot eats.
Hot eats. Aw.
Do that again. Only choose cool treats. Just
We have a cool treat for you.
Okay.
For first try.
Yeah.
I am not an adventurous eater, so.
Oh, yes. Good. Then we're glad we chose this instead.
Super weird. Okay.
I like it.
So I found these things and I got very excited by them because some people either love or hate this flavor. Circus peanuts, those foamy orange candies.
Yeah.
Some people hate them. It might be a texture thing. It might be the flavor.
I love them.
Some people love them. I used to eat them so much as a
child.
I feel
like I ate them as a kid.
So it's a popsicle that tastes like a circus peanut.
No way.
And we're all going to try them right
now. I've never had it before. We're going to eat it.
It's going to be very weird. These are just Kroger brand Fred Meyer. Like, if you love them and you're like, oh, I gotta eat these all the time, they were a doll hair. They're a delight. So we're eating circus peanut popsicles. They're orange. They're like the little small.
My mouth is actually watering.
Did you smell it?
Yeah, it smells delicious.
All right, feel free to indulge.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Smells kind of similar to like a banana flavor.
Oh, it is a little banana, but also circus peanuts are a little banana-y. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very banana-y on the nose. A little sugary and sweet.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
It's,
I feel like
it's
this
good.
Is my
it's
new,
good.
This
I
my
could
summertime
hang with this.
Treat.
I kind of like this.
It so makes me feel different.
Oh. Like different in your pants because you're eating a popsicle. Oh, God. It does have that artificial banana flavor that's like runs. Which is my favorite banana flavor is runts. I don't actually like real banana.
But it's refreshing, so that's nice.
I'm just agreeing.
This is pretty
nice. I can hang with this.
Yeah.
Well, it's all yours.
All right. Things are really looking up.
All right. I wouldn't say that it's very circus peanut-y, though. Really.
I think it is.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I just missed that styrofoam texture that I really grew to love.
That you feel like you're going to chew and it's going to bounce back, but it just disintegrates in your mouth and turns into weird little nubbins of things.
I love that.
Yeah. It's a solid texture
it
memory.
It squeaks when you bite it. It's awkward, but I like it.
Yeah. So, Steven, tell the listeners where they can find you if they want to look up your endeavors.
So, church, you can find at churchbarpdx.com or on Instagram at churchbarpdx, and I think Facebook is the same, churchbarpdx. And then Goddamned Animals, I believe, is just at Goddamned Animals.
On everything.
Yeah.
I like to just, like, you're center across the board is what you're telling.
You're telling I guess the people. So.
You're really repping your brand authentic.
I like
nice.
It. We want to tell you compliments. because that is the point of this whole podcast.
Yeah. All right.
Steven, you are talented, you are funny, you are caring, and you are charming as hell. Thank you for being on You Are That. Because you are that. You're all the things.
Well, thank you.
Isn't it hard to take?
Can you hear my blush?
Oh, it hurts a lot, right?
Yeah,
smiling so hard.
It's real uncomfortable.
It feels gross and good.
That's when you serve it back, though. When somebody says, you know what? You're great. You say, you are that.
Yeah.
And that is the whole start of this entire podcast.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love it.
We're just two sisters who can't take a compliment.
We hate it. It's literally
it's
our
the
tagline.
Worst, right?
Yeah.
Right? I know. Ugh.
If you want to join us on Patreon, it is patreon.com/youarethat. You can make small donations and get different tiers of behind the scenes cool stuff and be able to vote on future questions and be able to see all kinds of stuff we're not showing the Instagram world, which is fun. We're on Instagram under Know You Are That, as well as Twitter. And we are on Facebook as a group and Facebook as our own page under You Are That as well.
Join the Facebook page and jump in on voting for snacks and talking about guests and just having a general party.
It's going to be fun.
Oh, this shirt I threw up.
Fuck it. Look at that fountain.
Did you see there was bubbles?
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.